We all feel stress from time to time, and perhaps more in 2020. But stress really isn't always a bad thing. It's a fact of life. And sometimes that little bit of stress can help us push towards getting something accomplished. Furthermore, we react differently to stress for different events. And you might react differently than I do. And I might react differently to the same type of stress trigger, depending on the circumstance. So a lot of things can cause us to have stress. We might react to a flat tire or getting cut off in traffic or being attacked on social media, but we may not react. The reality is that stress is bad when we perceive it as bad. If something happens, we get to choose how we react. So we basically create our own stress. Let's back up just a little and talk about what stress is. In simple terms, stress is a reaction within the body to a circumstance. More to the point, stress is a natural function of the body designed to get us out of danger. Hormones, especially cortisol and adrenaline, as well as other things like glucose, are released into our blood. The digestion and the immune system are both shut down, so all of our energy is directed towards getting out of danger. There's a whole cascade of activity meant to help us escape that danger. Our bodies are in one of two states at any point in time. The first is that fight or flight response, sometimes freeze, which is controlled by our sympathetic nervous system. It's designed to be active for short periods of time, maybe 20 or 30 minutes, and it usually takes our body about 72 hours to clear out from that, to recover. The second state we find ourselves in is called rest and digest, controlled by the parasympathetic system. This is where you want to be most of the time. Those chemicals released during the fight or flight response are powerful survival chemicals, and they can do us a lot of good short term, but they can wreak havoc on a body when they hang around for longer periods. If you truly are in danger and you have to run from that tiger or to get out of that burning house, those chemicals are burned up, used up, and cleared from your bloodstream. But over time, as we stress about the things that happen to us day to day, as we live in a fearful or anxious state for much of our time, we can be in that fight or flight response for a good part of our day, 8 hours, 10 hours, sometimes up to 16 hours in a day. And all those chemicals are being released over and over in that time. We're not running from any danger, so we're not burning them up, and they're just building up, and they begin to cause us problems. So we're in a state of chronic stress. The first thing they do is they actually add to our stress and anxiety. Then they can cause inflammation, which is powerful in terms of disease. Furthermore, our digestion was shut down, so we could likely have indigestion as a result. And our immune system is shut down, so our immunity is down, so we're more likely to become ill. And all that extra glucose run around in the blood can eventually lead to type 2 diabetes. But there's more. Left unchecked, that chronic stress can cause even more problems. It can result in chronic pain, headaches and migraines, high blood pressure, arthritis. Eventually, it can lead to vascular issues, stroke, and heart disease. So more and more professionals are recognizing that stress-created inflammation is the cause of up to 90% of chronic illness. It's not hard to see how that could be true if it's going to cause all those problems. Clearly, reducing our stress is important to our overall health. The stress response also shuts off certain parts of our brain, the parts we won't be needing when we're running from danger. So our creativity will be down, our ability to plan and come up with new ideas, they're not all going to work that well. And if you're working, running a business, all that stress is not what you want in your life. So, we want to be able to think clearly, react calmly, be creative, come up with new ideas, and be able to plan. And we want to be able to access our own inner wisdom. 5 Ways to Stress Less is designed to help you do exactly that. There are many, many ways to reduce our stress. This course covers 5 ways that will quickly turn that stress response around and keep you in that much desired parasympathetic rest and digest phase more of the time. So let's keep going. In the next lesson, I'll be talking about the relationship between stress and breathing. See you there.